It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Word of casualties out of Iraq have become almost commonplace now that more than 3,700 American troops have died in that war. The rising casualties have caused many to question their support for the war, but not in Pontotoc, Mississippi, a tiny town that's lost four of its own. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
In the northeast Mississippi town of Pontotoc, just west of Tupelo, flags fly on Main Street every day. People talk about love for their country and about the willingness of young men to serve and to sacrifice. A picture window next to the utility company is dedicated to the four local soldiers who died in Iraq, with flowers, photos, and poems.
People who have served have always been highly respected in our part of the nation.
Retired Judge Fred Wicker, a veteran who served in World War II, is among those gathered at the local American Legion post in this city of about 5,000. 5x7 photos of soldiers framed in red, white, and blue line one wall. Judge Wicker and the post commander, Bill Wardlaw, say the soldiers here are honored for their service.
I don't think the flame of national patriotism burns any brighter anywhere in the United States than it does in the southeastern part of the United States.
And it has a lot to do with upbringing. Our parents were this way, had this mentality. They thought highly of people who served in the military, you know.
In downtown Pontotoc, the courthouse square is evolving into a military square. In the center, a statue honors those who fought in the Civil War. Not far from a large magnolia tree, the county installed a granite monument to pay tribute to those from Pontotoc who've died in battle. Now, Bill Wardlaw says veterans are adding to the list.
We have two of our young men who have been killed in Iraq. Their names are there. The other two we are in the process of adding now.
Those just added are 24-year-old Lance Corporal Mark Lucas Tucker, known as Lucas by everyone around here, and 22-year-old Corporal Blake Mounts, both Marines. Their mothers didn't know each other well before. Now they've become good friends. It had only been 6 weeks since Donna Bagwell's son was killed when she offered a shoulder to Pat Mounts, whose son had also become a casualty of war.
Either she was at my house or she was calling every day.
Yeah, I kind of felt like I was bugging her. It's almost like, I know you wish I would go away.
Both boys wanted to join the military, and they were aware of the danger. Bagwell says her oldest daughter got an email from her son Lucas the day he died.
In the email, he told her, he said, "Mama keeps asking questions that she really don't want to know the answer to, so I just lie and tell her everything's fine over here." He said, "But I hope everybody understands."
Pat Mounts says her son Blake would always try to make her feel better about his job in Iraq, but 2 days before he died, he let on that things were getting rough.
Blake told his daddy more than he would tell me, but every time, you know, I'd ask, he'd say, "I'm fine, everything's okay, we're okay." The last time I talked to him, he said, "I'm not going to have to go out in any more dangerous patrols." The last thing he said to me was, "Mama, don't forget about me."
Neither Mounts nor the community have forgotten. Hundreds attended funeral services. People lined the sidewalks and highways for miles to pay tribute, and there was a memorial service on the court square. But more than that, Bagwell says, people here honor the soldiers every day, like the time the family took Lucas to dinner just after he got out of boot camp.
And there was a man there at the restaurant that came over, and he saluted him. He said, "I just want to shake your hand and tell you thank you," you know. And that he was just out of boot camp. He hadn't even been to war. But this country is something really special, and there's a lot of people that don't know that.
With tears in her eyes, another mother, Jill Self, opens a scrapbook that folks in the community signed at the local Walmart after her son died last May. Staff Sergeant John Self was part of the Air Force Security Police in Iraq. His Humvee was hit by an IED. Jill looks over the messages.
They just had it up there on the table at the front, and different ones just came by and signed it. People I went to school with, people he went to school with.
The emotions are still pretty raw for Jill, who remembers the day she found out her son died. She just left for work when her husband called and told her to get home. A government car and four men in uniform were waiting at her house. Jill Self knew why they were there.
It's still kind of blurry sometimes. My husband even changed the ring on the doorbell. After that, he says, "I don't want to hear that sound again." I said, "Well, I wouldn't either."
Jill Self says she was amazed at the reaction to her son's death. John's body was flown back to Columbus Air Force Base, which shut down as the plane landed. Afterward, some 6,000 people stood at attention.
And when we were leaving, they were just lined up on both sides of the street going out. And if they were in the military, they saluted. If they were civilians, most of them had their hands over their heart. Even little bitty kids. I couldn't believe it.
Even when they got back to Pontotoc, people lined the streets for miles holding flags. John Self's longtime pastor from Algoma Baptist Church, Don Smith, spoke at the funeral. He told the crowd that John was a normal boy who grew up to be a true hero.
You have to understand, John was raised in a church on the Bible. That's where he got his character. That's where he got his convictions. That's where he got his concerns. And that's what he lived and died by. Now, that's different than most of the world, you have to understand. But we believe that's why we love our country and serve our country, die for our country if need be.
16 counts in place. Color guard, you can go ahead and run off. One is two is don't drag, and four is...
Band director at Pontotoc High School, Todd Ryan, talks to his students through a megaphone from just above the field behind the school. Even though it's well over 100 degrees on this afternoon, the 150 or so students march in lines and make formations as they rehearse the latest football program.
Kayla's following you, too. If you move over there, she's got to move behind you.
Every Memorial Day and Veterans Day, this band plays on the court square, something the county is mighty proud of. Back downtown, a friend of one of the fallen Marines, Lacey Mooningham, stands outside the memorial window that honors the fallen soldiers.
Each one of them has touched our lives in some kind of way. Some kind of way. I want them to come home, but if you talk to them, you know, they'd go back in a heartbeat. Because it's the right thing to do. They're fighting for their country.
People in Pontotoc, Mississippi, don't debate the Iraq War. They don't talk much about whether it's time to bring the troops home. Families continue to show their willingness to serve and, if necessary, to sacrifice even more. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.